Every forest creature is wary of one animal in particular, the tiger. This is the story of one tigress, Sita, and her cubs and mates. Ever since the 10th century, when these statues and temples were built, people have been coming into the heart of Sita's forest to worship. Like the rest of her kind, Sita owes her existence mainly to the Indian Maharajas who preserved her forests as a hunting reserve. By the time of independence, hunting parties from Europe had all but eradicated the tiger. It was only in the 70s that Indira Gandhi's Project Tiger began to reverse the trend. It was around this time that the forest of Bandhavgarh became a national park. Since Project Tiger, India's human population has risen by more than half, to over 900 million. As people press against the forest edge, it is the tigers who take the strain. Just after the monsoon, Sita is in her breeding condition. She is disporting herself in front of Banka, an old male who has managed to lay claim to an enormous territory containing several tigresses. Now 13 years old, he has been wounded in a skirmish with a rival male, and his strength is beginning to ebb. But despite a heavy limp, he is still determined to mate with Sita, who has already borne him two litters of cubs. He will have to court her for several days before she will accept him. During this time, he never lets her out of his sight, and though in pain, he will only lie down when she stops to rest. His face is scarred by countless battles with other males, and his fur is covered in ticks. It's thought there are between 35 and 40 tigers living inside the park. Each needs to kill at least 50 large prey every year.